This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1532. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded September 29th, future plans from Alaska, Guatemala, Slovakia, Sweden, Tennessee, UK. Interruptions in Canada, Laos, PNG, Sudan, Alabama, California. Specials from Germany and India. More DX news from Argentina, Brazil, China, Cuba, France, Ireland, New Zealand, Nicaragua, Pakistan, Russia, Taiwan, Uganda, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. You may be wondering whatever became of DART, Digital Aurora Radio Technologies, in Delta Junction, Alaska, which started testing DRM and was planning to try to serve the entire state with DRM on shortwave. Via CamAndrewElliott.com, this was discussed in the DRM North America discussion group on 25 September. Whit Hicks of DART told Ben Cobb, "We're looking for potential users. The transmitter system is in place and we would like to conduct long-term propagation tests, but lack funding to do so. Like the rest of America, we are hoping for better economic times in the near future." Meanwhile, the analog shortwave station in Alaska, KNLS, Anchor Point, I occasionally hear during the English hour at 12 to 13 UT on 7355, but only on occasions, and I'm wondering if it's really on the air every day or it's sporadic. We do know they've been having transmitter problems. In fact, they're still using only one of their two transmitters. I checked their website, and they had this information dated September. In June, we told of problems with one transmitter. Problems continue, as the malfunctioning one is 25 years old, and the challenge of obtaining replacement parts has been daunting, but we're continuing the effort. The newer transmitter is fine, so the English hour is 1 hour a day, 7355 at 1200. The English broadcast will soon add 2 more hours on the newer transmitter to 3 times daily. Well, this apparently has already happened because, contradicting themselves, another place on their website, they do show 2 additional English broadcasts, although on only 1 frequency at a time, between 08 and 18 UT. English at 1000 on 11870 and at 1500 on 9920. I was able barely to confirm the latter transmission. KNOS also put up prematurely a B10 schedule showing a new frequency 7300 for their Chinese broadcasts, all the way from 13 to 18 UT. 7300, that's out of bounds, a frequency on the borderline with the 40-meter ham band in the USA, so I'll be surprised if they actually use it. Jose Bueno's weekly publicity for Spanish-language DX programs says that the one on Rai, Argentina, will be continuing following the death of Gabriel Ivan Barrera. It's being taken over by another well-known DXer, Arnaldo Slain, Actualidad DX. It's scheduled at approximately 12:50 and 22:50 UT on Tuesdays and with a supplement on Fridays at the same time. In the morning, it's on 11710 and the repeat at 2250, I think, is on 15345, although this listing shows it on 11710 as well. Furthermore, I assume it will be translated into all the other languages on RAI, including English. Same days of the week, I think, UT Tuesdays and Saturdays for the 0200 transmission on 11711 variable. Following up last week's item about what used to be called Gospel for Asia, now with a website in India, we thought their North American site had disappeared, and it had under the Earl we had, but Kai Ludwig points out that there is still a Texas headquarters for GFA, and it's www.gfa.org/radio/. Last week we mentioned that CFRX in Toronto had lost modulation, but was just running open carrier, apparently 24 hours a day on 6070 as of September 22nd, and that was still the case 1 week later. Although Harold Sellers passes on word that they were finally aware of the problem by September 25th, Steve Kenny says they were hoping to get it fixed in the next few days. Meanwhile, 6070 has less interference, making it possible to hear some other stations there. Ron Howard in California reports a tentative reception of Radio Capital in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, September 29th, during an excellent Brazilian evening, about 0245 UT and 0332. It sounded like Portuguese, and probably the preacher David Miranda, with IPDA programming heard on countless other Brazilian frequencies. Harold Sellers tells us about a website of ODXA apparently devoted to CFRX as well as CFRB, where this information appeared. You may want to keep an eye on it, www.cfrx.webs.com. Kai Ludwig points out a website of Radio Cuba, the government agency responsible for all the transmitter operations, listing medium wave stations all over the island, province by province. And I was surprised to find that on 1180 kilohertz, not only are there some high-power transmitters to jam Radio Marti, but according to this, there are several low-power transmitters in almost every province. I counted 35 of them, almost all of them carrying Radio Rebelde, but not always synchronized, as DX monitors have noticed. This list even shows 1620 kilohertz for Radio Rebelde in Guantanamo. That's to jam the Virgin Islands station, which has been known to carry Radio Marti or Radio Republica. And another 1620 is on the list as Radio Cadena Havana in Guanabacoa. However, I haven't heard any DX reports of that, just another Radio Rebelde transmitter out of sync. The past two Sundays at least, Radio Havana Cuba has fired up the frequencies on the schedule for Alo Presidente relays from Venezuela, which, however, has been off the air for several weeks, according to the wishes of Presidente Chavez. However, his plan was to resume it in October, so maybe they'll actually be heard again. His show starts at approximately 1530 UT on Sundays, on 17750, 13750, 12010, 11690. In Huffington Post, via CamAndrewElliott.com, dissident Cuban blogger Yoani Sanchez talks about trying to pick up radio from the other shore, as she puts it. Inside their houses, people look for the place. It could be a corner near a window or stuck to the ceiling, where the radio manages to ignore the annoying beeping of interference. It's common to see someone lying on the floor while they locate the exact point where local programming is overshadowed by what comes from abroad. It doesn't matter what they're sending from the other shore, whether it's a boring musical program, news in English, or a weather report from somewhere else. What matters is that it is a balm for the ears, that it sounds different, that is something other than that mix of slogans and prose without freedom that is transmitted daily on Cuban radio. The French Guiana relay of RFI in Spanish on 13640 is scheduled at 12 to 1230 UT. Although sometimes they're just playing music, I suppose, because of strikes back in Paris. And on other occasions, that frequency stays on the air much later than 12:30. When I was hearing RFI Musique as late as 1400, and it stayed on the air with a broadcast in Spanish, not on their schedule, at 1400. It was off, however, by half an hour later. It was September 23rd with the music, and the extended broadcast was on September 28th. Thomas Fuchner in Berlin tells us that Hamburger Local Radio will run a special six-hour shortwave show Sunday, October 3rd, from 06 to 12 UT on 5980. That's the call transmitter site running 1 kilowatt. Reception reports are invited, and there will be a special QSL card issued for that day only. It will be focusing on German Unification Day 20 years ago, when the German Democratic Republic ceased to exist. I assume this broadcast will be only in German. Details in DX Listening Digest 10-39 via worldofradio.org. Kai Ludwig tells us that Bayerischer Rundfunk is closing down its DRM transmitter on 6085 after September 30th. The press release says it's because of cost-saving measures and the very low numbers of digital shortwave receivers, both on the market and amongst listeners. Very few models are available. The market has not shown satisfying development. So that should clear up some frequencies, 6080, 6085, and 6090. No more DRM interference from Europe. A prospect welcomed by Benny Brown and Juan Carlos Aragon on the Media Network blog. In the shortwave sites Yahoo group, Jan Oosterveen in the Netherlands says the Jülich transmitter site in Germany is in the process of demolition. On September 10th, they started to take down the towers, and he sent some pictures of the debris. Last week, we had a report that KNR Greenland was going off the air early at 2109 UT on 3815. However, on September 25th, Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal heard them signing off at 2116, so they may have reset their clock timer. Since our first report last week that the Radio Verdad Guatemala had reactivated on 4055, we've been able to hear it just about every night, and there have been many other reports of it as well, even though they're only running 50 watts with a temporary ham transmitter, which is mostly in USB. Dr. Edgar Amilcar Madrid, director of the station, says he hopes to get their main transmitter back in service by the end of October, at which time they'll shift back to the original frequency, 2.5 kilohertz lower. The final hour each night from 0500 UT is usually hymns in English, and they even have an English announcement before sign-off, which varies around 0605 after the national anthem. On the last two Sunday nights, UT Mondays, they seem to go off the air earlier. At least I wasn't hearing them around 0600, and on some weekdays, they're not yet on the air promptly at scheduled 1100. In DX India, Alokesh Gupta reminds us of an annual special broadcast from All India Radio for Mahalaya, a special two-hour transmission of Sanskrit recitation and music orated by the late Sri Birendra Krishna Bhadra. AIR has been doing this since the early 1930s. Last year, several shortwave channels were involved. This year, the dates and times are starting at 2230 UT, October 6th, until midnight 15 UT, October 7th. That is, the morning of October 7th, Indian time, starting at 4 a.m. Check 4760-4820-4835, variable 4880-4895-4940 and 4965. We reminded you in September of two special sporting broadcasts on shortwave from RTE in Ireland, relayed via South Africa. CommanderElliott.com quotes the Brian Green blog with some background on this. Irish public broadcaster RTE don't broadcast on shortwave. Listeners overseas go to lengths to hear the national service. With a large diaspora, the state broadcaster has no shortwave service and never has had any plan to activate one. However, the Ireland men's football final was broadcast on shortwave, like all of them, for the past sesquidecade. It's not the brainchild of RTE, but the conscientious effort of renegade engineers inside RTE who went outside of the state broadcaster to rent shortwave airtime from the BBC or Merlin to get coverage on 2 days in September every year. RTE has continued, but without an ounce of publicity. It generally goes unnoticed. Well, he also unnoticed that there is a one-hour daily broadcast of RTE via WRN via South Africa at 1930 on 6225. I wonder if that one, too, is organized by renegade engineers. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1532. Our thanks this week for financial support via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Received from Yella Kaufman in the Netherlands, Nicholas Felicia, and Chuck Ermatinger in Missouri. You may also send a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. A report from Ron Howard in California last week said Lao National Radio had reactivated on 7145, but it lasted only 2 weeks. It had been off the air September 23rd through 29th, but keep checking around 12 to 1400. From the website of World Christian Broadcasting, sometime in 2010, they hope to inaugurate a new station in Madagascar from three new transmitters, daily shortwave broadcasts into Africa, the Mideast, India, South America, and western sections of Russia and China, not well served by their station in Anchor Point, Alaska. There have been a lot of delays in this project, and I would not be surprised if it slips into next year before they're really on the air. In WTFDA AM, Bill Hepburn in Ontario reports on monitoring Radio New Zealand International in DRM on 11675, September 28th at 0522. On the Perseus in DRM mode with Dream software. The signal does have a lot of dropouts when the SNR is less than 15.5 dB, but otherwise I can actually listen to it. Audio is 24 kHz AAC mono. Not bad for 8,500 miles, but I still prefer the analog. Dropouts are super annoying. I still don't think that digital is good on medium or shortwave, but IBOC is really sad compared to DRM. Then again, there's a lot less interference on shortwave, so who knows how well DRM would do on medium wave compared to IBOC. Terry Kruger in Clearwater, Florida, reports a couple of medium wave stations from Nicaragua September 25th, starting at 1100 UT, Radio Católica in Managua on 720 kHz, with an ID and Christian music. And then at 1108 to 1115, he heard on 920 Radio Mundial in Managua, nonstop chatter talking about Nicaragua and Managua, and finally an ID at 1114. In the NASA flash sheet, Jim Ronda in Tulsa, Oklahoma, reports Radio Pakistan Islamabad on 15490, September 23rd at 0130, with talk apparently in Urdu, Quran at 0147, no time signal at 0200. And it was starting to fade by 0210 and off the air by 0215 as scheduled. Quite unusual to be able to hear Pakistan at all, even on this frequency at this time. In Cumbradix, John Wilkins in Colorado reported that Radio Fly was off the air from 5960, check September 23rd around 12 to 13 UT, and he had not heard the other frequency for several days, 3915. So is anyone still hearing them? In the Harmonics Yahoo group, Rick Van Riel in New Hampshire reports an UNID station on 10939 kHz, Slavic language, probably Russian, and it could be Radio Rossi, but too weak to tell, September 27th from 1930 UT. Wolfgang Büschel calculates it could be another mixing product between a medium wave and a shortwave transmitter at the Armavir or Tbilisskaya site, 1089 kHz plus 9850, carrying WYFR at that time, would equal 10939. In case you haven't heard, if you're all set for Radio St. Helena Day on October 9th, a reminder that it has been canceled this year. We don't hear much from anyone in the English service of Radio Slovakia International about whether they can stay on shortwave. But we do hear from someone in the Spanish section who's been in contact with shortwave listeners speaking that language. Her name is Ladislava Hudzovicova. Via Omar Ortiz and Cesar Rodriguez in Ymir Gaviria, she first inquired for suggestions about something to replace shortwave, a network like WRN, but which transmits in Spanish. And on September 29th, Juan Franco Crespo in Spain forwarded a message from her, which I translate. Our existence on shortwave is confirmed until 31 December, corresponding with the validity of the contract with the enterprise in charge of transmitting the signal. What will happen afterwards is still unknown. The Radio Council approved closing transmissions on shortwave as of 22 September. There is still hope that someone will be found to help with the costs related to continuing shortwave transmissions. That's all we know about this. We thank you for spiritual support. Like Anne Finelli in New York, you might want to express your support to them in English. English section at slovakradio.sk. Meanwhile, Alakesh Gupta points out that Radio Slovakia International has a revised frequency schedule effective October 1st on their website. Actually, looking it over, it seems to me that they have merely, as predicted, expired the previous schedule as of September 30th, which restricted some of the frequencies to being on the air certain days of the week only. Now it's back to two frequencies for every transmission every day, at least through October. Another follow-up to last week about the new VOA program for Southern Sudan in English called Sudan in Focus, which was supposed to start September 20th, Monday through Friday at 1630 to 1700. But there were various technical problems. The transmitters may be, have been on the air, but with other programming. This actually started on September 23rd, apparently, according to Kim Andrew Elliott and Hiroshi and Seichi Hasegawa. All three frequencies are coming from Germany, according to Herbert Meichner in Austria and Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, who have been monitoring them and finding quite a bit of interference. 9675 via Nauen, 12015 and 13825 via Vertachtel. We're in the final month of Radio Sweden on shortwave. They've announced months ago that they plan to delete their shortwave service at the end of October. However, I ran across a Radio Sweden English broadcast via WRN, via WRMI. It's carried UT Monday through Friday at 0630. The time a bit inconvenient in North America, but if they keep broadcasting via WRN, they may still be on shortwave whether they like it or not. Usually all we can hear on Sound of Hope listed frequencies is Chicom Firedrake music-only jamming. But lately it seems there has been less of that. Some frequencies may be getting through. And Ron Howard points out that Aoki has removed the asterisk from some such listings which had been denoting jamming. On September 22nd, he was actually able to identify Sound of Hope on 8400, 1415 to 1432 UT. They were spelling out their website with English letters, www.soundofhope.org, so that should clinch such a reception. Terry Kruger in Florida followed up on September 25th from 1141. He was hearing Chinese music, but it was not Firedrake. And there were some Chinese syllables spoken. They pulled the plug at 1200, but until then there was no trace of any other station on the channel. We have two reports from Europe of the low-power missionary station in Mukono, Uganda, on 4750, Dynamis Broadcasting. Anker Petersen in Denmark, via Pladex, reports at 1725 to 1750 UT on the 23rd of September with vernacular talk and music, although the signal was deteriorating, a presumed logging, and also by Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal the next night, September 24th at 1808 to 1845 in vernacular with African music. Via Dan Say and Mike Terry, we have reports from The Guardian UK about BBC World Service plans to cut back drama, music, and sport. Yes, they have to save money somewhere. However, as web listeners know, BBC Radio 4 is much like what the BBC World Service used to be, and we can still hear Radio 4 online with a very wide variety of excellent programming. It was reviewed in Los Angeles Times September 26th via Chuck Albertson. After a few days of downtime, WEWN was back on the air the afternoon of September 24th. Unfortunately, I could not detect any technical improvements. In fact, one of the transmitters was in worse shape, putting out some kind of noise, and the frequency was even unstable. Another one is putting out a squeal, and another one puts out spurs 10 kilohertz above and below. Further evidence that there is no need for U.S. taxpayers and government to propagate one religion to Cuba, Catholicism, to the exclusion of all others via Radio Martí. Because on September 28th, Tuesday at 1302 UT on 11550, I heard WEWN in Spanish starting a show called Cuba tu Esperanza with a Cuban accented preacher and no jamming. Thanks to a tip from Traverse Divine, we heard WWCR testing a new frequency, 3255, several nights between 04 and 05 UT, instead of 3215. However, World of Radio was still on 3215 Sunday at 06:30. Wolfgang Büschel explains that 3255 is planned for use in the B10 season, but at an earlier hour, 2200 to 0100, and after DST is over, 2300 to 0200. On September 29th, Rich D'Angelo, however, heard 3255 in use earlier from 0300, so a good idea to check both frequencies. News about WTWW from George McClintock. They've switched the time for moving from 9479 to 5755 1 hour earlier, now at 2300. And the morning switch in the other direction will also be moved 1 hour later, sometime in October at 1300 instead of 1200. He's still working on transmitter number 2, but looks like it will not be on the air until next year. And there's a good probability he will be obtaining transmitter number 3 to go on the air sometime after that. WTWW QSL cards are finally going out, he says. He apologizes for the delay, but he's been giving priority to getting the station on the air and operating properly. Those reporting by email get replies by E. Cards are also printed for those reporting by P-mail with data on the back. Self-addressed, stamped envelopes, or at least SAEs, are very much appreciated. The website has the addresses to use. By email, it's george at wtww.us. By P-mail, wtww, 1784 West North Field Boulevard, number 305, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, 37129. Murfreesboro. On September 24th, I monitored KVOH in California, 17775, between 2018 and 2137 UT. It was open carrier much of the time, occasionally interrupted by program audio bursting on for a few seconds each, then back to silence, making up the great majority of airtime. Even if one wanted to, it would have been impossible to follow what the preacher was trying to say. Why is it so challenging for so many shortwave stations to just do the minimum job of modulating a carrier? The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued September 28th, solar activity low till October 5th, then very low till October 25th. ANK indices ranging from 5 and 2, no higher than 8 and 3. Solar flux declining from 84 September 30th to 75 October 10th to 12th, and back up to 82 by the 21st. And that's World of Radio, 1532. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.